I was waiting to see. No, we'll turn that down. All right, back live on the air here at Sanderson Ford in the beautiful showroom. We haven't mentioned it in a while. You know, a lot of times it's the latest and greatest Ford products that are in the showroom, but everything that's come in is majority already pre-sold, so it's getting delivered as it's arriving at Sanderson Ford. So Mr. Kimmerly, the owner of Sanderson Ford, he took it over from his father-in-law, Don Sanderson, a number of years back, is a bit of a Ford historian and collector.
Yeah.
So he brought out some of his classic Ford vehicles that they keep. And I mean, he has Don Sanderson's Bronco, a fully restored 1965 Ford Bronco. He's got a 1915 Coca-Cola truck. And then a couple vehicles down at the end. I don't know my Ford history well enough to know exactly what those are, but I did walk the floor room shore with Dave Kimmerly and my field recorder, and he got and explained what each one is. But that 67 500 Shelby Cobra GT is just steals it for me.
Well, it's like he's like a big kid, and they're like matchbox cars, except they're real.
they're real.
He's got a whole box of them. You know what I'm saying?
He has Shelby's signature on the dashboard along with Ansel Ford.
Wow.
They were out for Barrett Jackson. He stood outside their trailer waiting for him to come out. And, would you please sign my Cobra?
it's been an interesting couple of years, and they've done a great job of getting inventory and keeping it. And the thing I like, and I'll just put in a plug for him, is that they won't charge an extra fee for the people who are waiting for a car. And some of the dealerships do, because they're trying to make up, but they do it fair and square. And so it's a good place if you can wait, if you can order your own car. Like, this is funny. The Maverick is coming back, the Ford Maverick.
Oh, yeah.
And
I know Johnny Maverick.
Johnny Maverick is a friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
That truck is so popular that Ford had to say, hey, pump the brakes. We, you know, don't tell people about it so much because we want to make sure we can deliver. Yeah, we don't want to disappoint people. Like you were saying, the windows were 22 months out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's it. And what an interesting time that
I was talking to one of the managers here on the phone this week, John. And I said, John, what would it take to get a Maverick? He said, well, you're about 7 minutes late. Eight of them showed up an hour ago.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And they're all gone.
That is funny. That is funny. Yeah.
So a pretty popular truck. The Detroit Free Press can't say enough great things about that Maverick and everything that it is.
I'm 6'5", and I fit in this small truck. It's smaller than a Ranger in total size, but the interior, very roomy. So, yeah, I guess it's a well-designed. And what a funny time to have. You've got the Maverick. You've got the Bronco Sport. You've got the electric F-150 coming,
yeah.
The Lightning. And the Mach-E. You've got five incredibly popular new cars, and they're just in such demand, they can't make them fast enough. So.
I mean, they're headline-busting, award-winning models, just one right after another.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Well, we were talking home improvement there about this shower project you're thinking about at your house. I will confess to you right now, Mr. Hattrick, our remodeling company is not winning any popularity contests when we're delivering our quotes right now.
Is it because of the supply?
Well, that's a part of it. But then the labor shortage has put a squeeze on the wage. To where if you want to keep guys you've been training for 10 or 15 years, and we've always been a ripe plucking ground.
Right.
To say, well, you worked there, you know, even offering signing bonuses if you'll leave there and come to us, you know. So you've got to make sure your guys are being paid and gals are being paid fairly and compensated fairly. They've got to keep them in new Ford vehicles.
Yeah.
And their costs are going up just like everyone else.
It is.
Yeah.
And then the material costs are skyrocketing, and then the schedule. So not only do we have to come and tell you that shower you wanted done 2 years ago that you waited for, it's going to take us three times longer and cost twice as much.
Wow.
So are you
telling me, Rosie, that I need to go get a camping shower set up, a solar outdoor shower?
We can hang a little solar bag on the patio roof with a little hose down the side.
That's strange.
We can. Wow. But I've been in the business long enough to have seen some ups and some downs. But, boy, this has been one of the biggest ups in pricing that I've ever seen. And, I mean, this compares back to the 70s.
Has it curtailed the demand? Are people remodeling or building less?
No, but if we're going to talk about the philosophy of remodeling, I can tell you as long as people have equity and interest rates are low,
yeah,
they don't care what it costs.
Right.
Because they spend their equity and they consider it free money.
Okay, and then in the last 2 years, they didn't have anywhere to go on vacation, so I know a lot of people stayed home and redid their place. So.
The interest rates are going to put the brakes
on
the remodeling market quicker than anything.
All right.
And a remodeling project, a lot of times you do it because you need it, but a lot of times you're adjusting for a quality of life, and you know, those are hard things to put a price tag on. You can't.
So well,
if
one
you're
point,
living it in every day and enjoying it,
you're
going to pay for it.
I will tell you this. I can do your master shower for less if you let me put a second-story addition on at the same time.
Okay. You know, it's funny. I lived in a neighborhood where somebody had taken a ranch home, a one-story home, and made it a two-story home. And when it was up for sale, and when I lived in the neighborhood, they didn't do it while I was there, but I went and I toured the home when it was for sale, and I felt like I was ducking through the whole house, the whole first floor of the house. Like, I don't know who did this. It wasn't Rosie, that's for sure. So...